Welcome everybody to another episode of Brain Turds. I'm Monkey Arms.
And I'm T-Rex.
What's going on, man? What's new in Indiana? How's the quarantine going?
Oh, it's not going too bad. I've been keeping myself occupied, having some fun, just kind of getting out, and the weather's been pretty nice, so just kind of holding on and waiting until I go back to work. How you doing?
Not too bad. I can't say that the weather's been nice. The weather has been the equivalent of a sweaty ball sack on a summer Florida afternoon. Definitely been gross. It's been cold. We had like a half inch of snow the other day. I don't know where that came from. It's not going away. Winter's not going away, and that sucks for quarantine. I'm a big winter lover, but it's not going away, man. So I've not been able to get outside a whole lot. Today, though, I think that's going to change. We had like 50 degrees today, which felt like a heat wave here. And it's supposed to slowly start going up from here. So I hope we're on the right track.
So I woke up the other day and we had frost on the ground. I think that was the day you sent me a picture that you had snow.
That could very well have been. I just don't understand this year, dude. Of all the years that we really want some warm, sunny weather, we're not getting it. We could use it now more than ever. We're not getting it. But I'm curious how stuff is looking quarantine wise where you are compared to where I am. So when I go out, everybody's wearing masks like all the time. I saw one lady at the grocery store, a younger lady. I was in the checkout line and we're social distancing. We were well beyond 6 feet apart. She was in the other lane. And I look over and she doesn't have a mask on, and she realizes everybody else, cashiers, all of us standing, everybody else has masks on. And she says audibly out loud, she goes, "Oh my God, I should probably be wearing a mask right now. Oh my God, I totally forgot." And she looked so embarrassed because she was literally the only one that I saw in the vicinity that did not have a mask on. So is it similar to here, there in Indiana? Are you guys all wearing masks when you go out, or what does it look like?
No, you can go into pretty much about any store and you're going to find the majority of the people aren't wearing masks, unless you go into a store that is telling you have to wear them. There's people out there that aren't wearing them at all.
Wow. See, that's so bizarre to me because literally, like I said, if you're not wearing a mask here, you look ridiculous. I mean, everybody here is wearing them. But now, granted, New York State, we had the worst problems with COVID-19. I get that. But there's statistics out there. There's data out there that shows if you take New York State out of the numbers in America, the whole rest of the country is still on the incline of new COVID-19 cases, whereas New York is on the downward slope. If you take us out of the equation, the whole rest of the United States is still on the increase of new cases. How crazy is that? And yet we're the ones still wearing masks and y'all aren't.
Well, that's what's weird is like we've talked about it before where you would tell me something that was going on in New York and like a week or two later, it should start going on here. So that's what I'm kind of wondering. Like you guys had your big outbreak and it seems like the trend is going up around this area. And, you know, yeah, people aren't wearing masks. I mean, I'm just as guilty as most of them because I don't think about it unless I see a sign or they tell me I have to wear one. Yeah, it's kind of weird because it's just something I'm not used to putting one on. The other day, well, it was Monday this past week, and me and Tyra, actually, they opened up restaurants and we went in and sat down in a restaurant. And our waiter was like, yeah, our waiter come up to us and he was like, "This is kind of interesting because you guys are my first customers in about 2 months." So it was really weird. And we were the only ones in there. There was no other customers.
Now, were the waiters, was he or she wearing a mask?
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody was working there was wearing a mask, but me and Tyra were the only two in there. So it was kind of weird. I mean, it was like 6 o'clock in the afternoon or in the evening and we were sitting there and there was nobody else in the entire restaurant.
Yeah, that's not going to happen here for a long time. We're doing several phases of opening up and we won't be having anything like that for a while, but it's just so bizarre to me how different it is from state to state. And I like the way that we're doing it. I like the precautions because one of my biggest fears is like we talked about before that we start the opening up process. I end up going back to work. I get off unemployment. And then next thing you know, we have a surge because nobody's practicing social distancing or wearing masks or whatever. And then we start to see the surge in cases and then we have to shut down again and I got to go back on unemployment and that's going to be a process. that's what I'm worried about. So I'm happy that we're doing it the way we're doing it. I honestly wish, though, that the rest of the country would follow suit in some places that are starting to see an increase and an uptake in cases again.
Oh, you've got these people that I live around, and you'll see them post on Facebook or to certain, you know, articles on Facebook, and they're like, they'll flat out tell you, I'm not wearing a mask. And if you make me wear a mask to come into your store, I'll find somewhere else. I'll shop other places. I won't come into your store.
I would say good. Shop other places then. So you guys, you're basically all opened up then, right? If you're having restaurants and stuff and nobody's wearing masks.
I want to say the restaurants opened up Monday, and I want to say they're allowed to be at, I want to 50% capacity. So they are closing tables. So you can't sit at one table next to another, but I believe you can sit two tables away.
Wow, man, my mind is blown right now. It is truly blown. We live in different worlds at this moment. It's wow. I'm speechless on that. Well,
yeah, it's kind of weird.
I don't want to beat a dead horse here. We've talked about coronavirus a lot, but I did want to say one thing. It's just so bizarre to me that some states are just kind of moving on, and it sounds like Indiana, to a certain extent, is starting to move on. And we're just getting new data now about how this coronavirus is affecting kids now, which we didn't think happened, and it's affecting them in a different way, in a very serious way. So it's I just feel like there's so much unknown with the coronavirus. There's still so many cases that are popping up in different areas, and a lot of states haven't even met CDC requirements yet, and yet they're still starting to open up. It just seems like a bad idea. It just seems like disaster is looming, you know?
Well, that's what's really kind of, I'm kind of taken back by it, because like, yes, I want to move forward. But like you said, I don't want to start this all back up and then have to shut back down. And there's going to be people out there that are going to fight this every step of the way. And it's just weird because they won't take any precautions, and they get offended that they might have to wear a mask into a store. And why is it any different than you have to wear a shirt or shoes? I don't understand.
You know, it's gotten to the point where even when I go running now, I have a very thin, like, jogger's mask. I wear it around my neck, and I just pull it up like a sleeve up over my nose and mouth when I come into groups of people. I've been doing that for the past week now. But I agree with what Governor Cuomo said, and that's, even if you're not wearing the mask for you, you putting on the mask says to the person that you see, it says, I respect you, I respect your health, I respect your life, I respect your well-being. Because you're giving them peace of mind, you're helping from spread whatever you may or may not have to that person. That's how I look at it. So even though I would rather not wear a mask, I wear one out of respect for whoever else I come in contact with, because I know I had to go pick up dog food today, and there was a little old lady in the aisle. And she was standing right where I needed to go, but I stood off 6 feet away from her, and I had my mask on, and I waited patiently until she was done, because I don't know what kind of underlying health issues she has. I don't know how afraid she is with me even being in the aisle, afraid that she's going to contract something. So I waited patiently and let her do her thing, and then I moved in when she was done and got my bag of dog food. So I like what Cuomo said about the mask says that I respect, you know, my fellow person or whoever.
Well, that's like me and my wife, we went to Menards the other day because I had to pick up a couple of things. And before we went in, because at Menards, you have to wear a mask. You can't come into the store unless you have a mask on. And me and her were sitting out in the parking lot, and I don't want to wear the mask. I really don't. So we're sitting in the parking lot, and we map out where we got to go to get what we want so we can get in and get out. So I don't have to wear the mask any longer than I have to. Yeah, we were in and out of Menards in like 15 minutes.
Right. Well, and that's not a bad idea anyway. You don't want to be spending a whole bunch of time around there. But like I said, I don't want to beat a dead horse. There's always new things coming out with coronavirus, and I'm sure a lot of you guys are familiar with it by this point. But I do have a story for you, kind of how my week has gone. That is not related to coronavirus, if you are interested.
I don't want to know how you're keeping yourself busy. So yeah, let me hear you.
Well, I had a very eventful, I believe it was Sunday night, last Sunday. So I just got to say, I know that there's a lot of people out there. You're either a dog person or you're a cat person. I used to always think I was a dog person, but as my wife pointed out, I am very cat-esque. I don't enjoy being around people. I don't like to be bothered. I don't need all that energy of a dog either. I just need like a roommate, you know, which is what a cat provides for me. So now I would say I am more of a cat person. I also love the fact that cats pay their rent, man. I mean, my cat Dexter, he does this thing where he loves to track bugs. And if he sees a bug or he gets a fly or he catches a beetle, he'll meow. He'll be like, meow, meow. And we'll be like, Dexter, what's wrong? What'd you catch? And he'll come running out and he's meowing. He's happy and he wants to show us. So my wife and I, we're sitting out in the living room last Sunday night, just watching television, playing on our phones, whatever. Dexter starts meowing like crazy. And my wife's like, oh, he must have caught a bug. And I was like, what'd you get, Decky? What'd you catch? He starts meowing again. He comes out into the living room and he's behind me. I'm on the couch and he's behind me. And my wife's just looking and he's meowing and she's looking and looking. And I'm like, what is my wife staring at? Next thing you know, my wife's like, oh my God. Oh my God. He's got a mouse. And I was like, what? So I get up off the couch and I look over there and there's this little brown mouse, tiny little thing hopping around. And every time he starts to hop, Dexter smacks it. So he was keeping this thing contained up against the wall and he's meowing. He's having a great time. He's wagging his tail and stuff. And my wife's like, do something. We got to do something. I was like, you just keep an eye on Dexter and the mouse and I'll get something to catch him. She's like, okay. And again, the mouse tries to take off. Dexter smacks it again. Like he's just having a ball. So I grab a bowl, a big kitchen bowl. And I told my wife, I said, okay. I said, you just keep an eye on the mouse. I said, go ahead and grab Dexter and I'll put the bowl over. Okay. So long story short, she picks up Dexter. I walk over there and I drop the bowl on the mouse. We got the mouse, right? Perfect.
Yeah.
It's over by the living room door. So I said, okay, I'm going to go grab that thin plastic cutting board. I'll slide it under the bowl to pin him in there. And then we'll just let him go outside. My wife's like, okay. So I slide the cutting board under the bowl. My wife is holding the bowl. And I told her, I said, okay, let's just pick it up and we'll take it out. Well, she let the cutting board slip a little bit on her side. And you know mice, man. They can get through like a dime-sized little hole. So it jumps out. My wife throws the bowl and she screams. I was like, okay, that didn't work at all. So now the mouse is under the couch. Okay. This is how I keep myself entertained on quarantine, man. It was not a dull weekend. So the mouse runs under the couch. Dexter, he's right there after it. He's ready to go. So I said, all right, I'm going to pick up the couch. I lift up the couch. Dexter runs under there. He's chasing the mouse around. You see the curtains moving and shit. He's trying to get this thing. Well, the mouse ends up running out from the couch and ends up going under the recliner. I was like, fuck me. Like, we had him in the bowl. We had him in the bowl.
So you had him.
And he started to jump out. My wife dropped the bowl and then the mouse was no longer in the bowl. So now the mouse is under the chair. So I think I go to pick up the chair. I move the chair. It's not under the chair. I think the mouse is in the chair, Mark.
Oh no.
You're not getting a little mouse out of a recliner chair. It's not going to happen, right?
Yeah.
So we were done. I said, all right, it's 9:30 at night. Wegmans closes at 10 p.m. I said, all right, I got to run over to Wegmans real quick and pick up a couple mouse traps. We wanted to let the mouse go alive. It just wasn't happening. So I told her, I said, watch the chair, make sure the mouse doesn't come out or whatever. Well, I ended up getting the mouse traps. What annoyed me is Dexter has caught a mouse before. Okay. When we first moved into this house, there was a mouse in the basement and he caught it, killed it, and then brought it up to me and dropped it in the doorway of the living room. I was disgusted, obviously, but I was like, good boy, you paid your rent. Good job. That's what you should do. I threw the mouse away. No, today it came from the basement, Mark. It came from the basement. And he picked it up in his mouth alive and carried it up a flight of stairs and then let it go in my living room alive.
I wanted to show you his new toy.
He didn't connect the dots. I appreciate that he caught it, but then he let it go alive in my house, man.
You're supposed to either take it outside or kill it.
That's what I'm saying. So I ended up setting a couple traps in the living room, caught him that night, and that was the end of the story. It was a fun Sunday night. What did you do last Sunday night?
I don't remember what it was Sunday, but I know earlier this week we were out back and we were shooting some guns like normal.
Yeah.
My brother comes over and he brings his buddy and his buddy brings his girlfriend, right? So we're sitting out there and we're shooting. Now my dogs are scared to death of the guns. They will
hide. Can't imagine why.
They hide in the house. So my oldest dog, he hides under the bed. My youngest dog, he runs into my closet. And they just shake like crazy.
Yeah, I feel like that's pretty common. A lot of dogs are afraid of fireworks and whatnot. It's that loud popping.
Yeah,
it's
that loud boom. Yeah. Well, my brother decides he's going to go back in the house real quick to get something to drink, and he brought his daughter. My niece was out here, so she was in the house. My brother comes back out, and my youngest dog follows him out. And I was like, that's just crazy, because this dog, we're back there with guns. He doesn't want anything to do with it. Well, he comes back there, and we haven't shot for a little bit. We're all standing there. Well, my brother's friend, his girlfriend's sitting there, and she starts petting Petey, my youngest dog. And Petey rolls over, and he's on his back, and she's just petting him like crazy, and he's loving every second of it. But he's so scared, he's shaking like a leaf. Well, I turn my back to grab to put one of my guns away, and I hear this, oh, no. No, he didn't just, and I'm like, uh-oh. What? And I see this lady reach up and wipe her face, and she looks down.
No.
And she goes, he just pissed on me.
Oh, in her face?
Yeah.
Oh,
he was laying on his back, and he was so scared and excited, he started peeing, and he peed on her face.
Oh, my God. Oh, that sucks. That sucks. So now, this was your brother's buddy's girlfriend?
Yeah.
What a first impression.
And I'm sitting there, wow. And I'm thinking, okay, now this is where my dilemma was, because I feel bad that she just got pissed on, because I can understand where that would suck. But from my point of view, it didn't suck. It was funny. So I didn't know how to react.
You didn't laugh at her, did you?
I did wind up chuckling some. Now, fortunately, she has a sense of humor, and she was like, oh, I can't believe he did that. And then she looks around. Now, what made it perfect was her boyfriend looks at us, and he goes, well, I didn't hear her complaining last night. So, yeah, we just fell out. It was, yeah, it was funny, man. It's hard not to laugh.
It sounds like we both had a very interesting weekend into Monday.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was
well, your day was, perhaps.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, yours could have been, you could consider that fun if you like trying to track down a shitty little rodent.
Well, you know what caught me off guard about my whole rodent situation is after my wife dropped the bucket and screamed, and so the next day we caught the mouse and I get rid of the mouse and everything. We sit down in the morning and we're having our coffee, and I just walked up to her and I said, so we need to talk about something. And she's like, what? I said, what happened last night? She was like, what do you mean? I said, you had several pet snakes growing up. I said, you used to feed your pet snakes mice. I said, you had pet rats. You had a leopard gecko. You had a bearded dragon. I said, you're always picking up toads in the backyard. What the hell happened last night that you screamed and threw the bucket when the mouse came out? I said, I don't understand that. You're like the queen of critters. So what's going on here?
What'd she say?
She said, I don't know. She's like, I don't have logic for it. The only thing I can think of is I don't like critters when they're in places they're not supposed to be, like my house. I was like, this makes no sense to me, but I'm just going to go with it.
I was saying, because she used to buy them and bring them into the house to feed them to the snake.
It's the weirdest thing, man. It's the weirdest thing.
Weren't they still, they were still alive when she would feed them to the snake.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, I don't know. I was so caught off guard. I don't know, man. So we had a rodent in the house. Your dog pissed in a friend's face.
Yeah.
On that friendly note.
Yeah, as I say, Jesus.
We actually have weekend plans again, and hopefully they don't involve rodents or piss. That sounds like a very interesting sexual thing that I don't want to take part in.
That's an odd, yeah.
We have the One New York Virtual Challenge, Race Across New York. I don't know if anybody signed up for it. I hope they have. I really hope they have. And if they haven't, there's still time to do it. It kicks off Friday, May 15th, and it goes through Monday, August 31st. Like I said, it's the Race Across New York. There's two ways to do it. You can do the 500K or you can do the 1000K. The 500K runs all the way from Buffalo through to the capital, Albany, which is what we are doing. And then the 1000K goes all the way from Buffalo to Albany and then drops all the way down to New York City. Mark, how are you feeling about this? How do you feel about the fact that not only on Saturday are we, or Friday, Is it Friday? Is that when we're doing it?
I think we're going to try and do it Friday.
Well, shit. I was thinking Saturday. Yes, Friday. How are you feeling to know that not only are we kicking off this race across New York, but we are also doing it with our social distancing champion, Bigfoot Half Marathon?
I can honestly say I'm glad that we're going to kick it off to where we're going to be able to get kind of a lead on the New York race, because I go back to work, supposedly, as of right now. I go back to work on the 18th, and I'm sure that I'm going to be tired because I have not been working. So it's going to be, excuse me, it's going to be very interesting to see how this works out for me.
I'm very cautiously optimistic about it. I have not ran a whole lot this week because I want to take every free day from running that I possibly can, because like we talked about in the last podcast, if you did not listen to it, shame on you for one thing. But for another thing, you have to run like a minimum of 3 miles every single day to meet your quota to have ran the 500K by August 31st. So yeah, unless you run 6 or more miles in a day, you can't take another day off. It's going to be rough.
Yeah, and that's where I'm kind of like hoping that we can run on Friday, and then maybe I can get in a short run on Sunday. And then hopefully if that works out, I can do that. I'm hoping I'll have about, what we got to have, 22 miles in for every week. Is that right?
Yeah, right around there.
So hopefully I can have roughly 17 miles or so in for the week, so that I can take a couple of days off when I go back to work to see how I feel, because otherwise this is going to be a long run, or a long time.
Well, and once again, so I want to encourage people to sign up for this race, the One New York Virtual Challenge Race Across New York, and also for the Bigfoot Social Distancing Race as well. That one also we are kicking off on Friday. But you can sign up for that one, and that one still goes for a little while as well. That one's going to be really cool too. So you've got two virtual races if you're a runner that you can get into with this, since we are still under quarantine. There's no big races allowed. I'm just so nervous about this, man, because that's so many miles. And I'm trying to stay pumped up for it, but it's so many miles. I plan on, for this half marathon, taking it extremely easy. I'm not trying to set any records here. I'm talking 2 hours plus for me. I just want to get through it, because you can't allow yourself to have an injury going into a 500K. You just can't.
Well, you figure, yeah, if you get hurt running the first 13 miles, that's going to be a long, 287 more miles to go.
Yeah, thanks for putting it that way. That makes me feel a lot better.
Well, that's why I'm like, man, I've got to start back to work on that on this coming Monday. So it's going to be interesting to see. Like, I won't get that rest that I've been having between these half marathons because I got to go back to work. So yeah, I'm going to be interested on how my body's going to react to this.
So once again, I want everybody to take the opportunity to sign up for that race. You can create teams as well. We actually created a team with you, myself, and my wife. We are team Larry, Curly, and Mo. I thought that was fitting. She told me that name. I was like, Mark's absolutely going to love that. But yeah, you can create a team, do it with your friends and family. It's something you guys can keep track of, compete with each other, see how far everybody's going. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. It's a great way to start habits. It's a great way to stay motivated and keep moving during this quarantine.
Well, see, I'm going to be really interested in seeing how we do it differently. Yeah. Like, cause yeah, I got my words.
That was a great sentence. That was great.
I kind of screwed that up, didn't I? But like, you're still on quarantine, so you're not back to work yet. Sam's been working this entire time, your wife, and I'm just getting ready to go back to work. So we've got three different like situations of people that are getting ready to start this adventure.
This is true. Who do you think's going to reach the ending first?
My money is on you, because you have the most free time.
Thanks. Basically, you said you're the biggest piece of shit, so I think...
I was trying not to word that too bad, but I was like, how am I going to say this without basically going, yeah, you're an unemployed bum.
You're a big piece of shit, so I think you're going to finish it first. Thanks, Mark. You know what? I hope I do finish it first, and I'm going to rub it in your face every day for the rest of our lives. I wouldn't expect anything else. You know what? You should just be happy that you're back to work. So now you've got an excuse to be worse than me.
Oh, I don't think I need an excuse. I already knew that.
Oh, man. On that note, I want to thank everybody for listening. If you are going to do this, give us a tweet and let us know. We'd like to follow along the journey with you, and we'd like to see how you're doing. You can follow us. We are on Twitter at TurdsBrain. We're also on podcasts. We're going to get to that in a second. I'm starting from the bottom. You can follow us on brainturds.podomatic.com. I've got it written in front of me, and I still fuck this shit up. I don't understand. I don't know. We're on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Spotify, Player FM, and Podcast Addict, which if Mark can use it, you can use it. That's his sole platform. He never asks questions.
Oh, shit. Is that it?
I wanted to play with you there. Sorry.
Oh, I was going
to
say, wait, what happened? Did we cut off?
I was like, how long can I be quiet here before he... No, that's it. That's all I got. Thanks for listening, guys. We will be back with more Brain Turds shortly.
Take it easy.